Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
As promised, guys, we're bringing you the latest Diddy news all day. There is a Diddy Justin Bieber story just come out, and also in every single media entity in the world right now, they're all going over the press conference and reporting on the press conference. So we're going to be looking at both those, and then at 4 p.m., I've just spoke to Ron after his daily news show. I'm going to come out and do a full review. We're going to watch the press conference together and do a full analysis of it with you, the viewers. All right, so looking at the Bieber story then, here's what's going on. We have got this headline that Justin Bieber is looking gaunt, and his wife, Hailey, was seen protectively leading him out of the wedding anniversary dinner amid his health fears as more shocking Diddy claims emerge. So the sighting came amid fears for the 30-year-old singer's health as rumors are circulating about his relationship with Diddy. He was out with his wife celebrating the 5th anniversary of the 2019 wedding. Of course, Diddy is sitting in the jail, and with the allegations going as low as 9 years old now, it must be like a kick in the guts to Bieber every time he hears the situation worsening and the depraved ages of these survivors. So for their anniversary, Justin and Hailey welcomed their first kid. They were dining at the Balto restaurant in LA, Brentwood, and as they exited the restaurant, Hailey appeared protective of Justin, and she was walking several feet in front of him, and then they had the security behind them, and here's the photos. There he is. I mean, he always looks gaunt anyway, doesn't he? Is he looking particularly gaunt now with all this Diddy stuff? She looks quite somber as well, coming out of the restaurant. There's certainly no smiles there. So instead of a typical glam style, the Rhodes Skincare CEO 27 was keeping it low-key with an oversized beige sweater, jeans and black loafers, red frame eyeglasses, blonde hair swept up in a claw clip, projecting seriousness. Justin Bieber looked stoic as he emerged from the restaurant wearing black sunglasses and a baseball cap low over his eyes. In the wake of fans calling out his thinner appearance, Bieber hid his body under a baggy black leather jacket, pants, and sneakers, and they had several male security guards. He did not publicly acknowledge his and his Haley's wedding anniversary on social media on Monday, but Hailey paid tribute to the milestone by sharing throwback photos from the 2019 nuptials in South Carolina. The ceremony was held 1 year after they tied the knot in a New York City courthouse on September 13th, 2018. Hailey uploaded photos to her Instagram story of herself wearing the wedding gown that the late designer Virgil Abloh had made for the special day. There's a picture of him just being sighted. There they are again, coming out of the restaurant. And there's the security. All right, so the off-the-shoulder number featured a long train as notable for its pearl and lace touches, with the slogan, "Till death do us part," emblazoned on the veil. "Happy birthday, V, we miss you. Thank you for making me the most magical wedding dress," Hailey captioned. So Bieber and Haley's tense outing on Monday came amid reports that the former child star is determined to block out growing rumors about his connection with Diddy, choosing instead to focus on his role as a first-time dad. But, you know, if you've got unresolved trauma because of something that's happened with Diddy, you can try and block that out as much as you want, but your brain's going to explode at some point unless you attempt to resolve that trauma through therapy or through some professional assistance. So they're saying that he's trying to block it out, focusing on becoming a dad. Following the indictment, Bieber's close past relationship with Diddy came under scrutiny with the resurfacing of the video showing 15-year-old Bieber spending 48 hours with Diddy. And we showed that one, didn't we, earlier? Bieber hadn't addressed the situation publicly, but fans have expressed concern about his noticeably thin appearance. Sources are claiming that Bieber feels he has no one to talk to about the Diddy revelations and is sailing these waters alone. There they are, looking serious, coming out the restaurant. Justin feels like there is no one that he can talk to that understands, and to be honest, he doesn't even fully understand. He was a kid. The source added that the fallout comes amid his current struggle to try and be a good parent, because his dad wasn't such a good parent. Justin is stressed right now. He has a baby boy and trying to be a good dad and without having anything to reference what a good father is. He's sailing the waters alone. Haley shows any struggles being a first-time mom. Diddy could not have happened at a worse time. And yeah, of course, this comes just weeks after all of this. Diddy crapola hit the fan. A little baby picture, baby foot picture. All right, so we're going to go over to the biggest story of the day, way bigger than this. Justin Bieber stuff. It is the press conference that came out. Let me get rid of this one. Stop sharing. So if you look at every media outlet in the world right now, it's all people analyzing and going over the press conference. I'm sure Ron's going to do a bit of that when he comes on at 2:30 and talk about the cellmates he's got in the dorm style area. I believe they're going to be his focus. But there was so much said in the press conference. There are so many splinter stories coming out from them. Various people giving their reactions. So let's get some choice quotes up. Before we do a full analysis at 4 p.m., we're going to get some choice quotes up from the article. There it is. Let's have a look. Sure. All right, so the headline, Diddy list of accomplices to be revealed. Yeah, one of my favorite quotes was when he said, these names are going to shock the world. I mean, this guy's got some cojones. The actual quote is, the names will shock you. This is Tony Busby. The day will come when we will name the names other than Sean Combs, and there's a lot of names. It's a long list already, but because of the nature of this case, we're going to make damn sure that we are right before we do that. Go, Busby. Busby stated that he plans to file lawsuits in several states over the next 30 days and pledge to reveal the names at a later date. So we've got 120 lawsuits presently spread across 30 states. There's 3,280 cases they're looking at, complaints that have come in. So there's going to end up hundreds of lawsuits probably spread over all of the states of America. And if there's as many names as were named in Jeffrey's black book, the consequences of that, the repercussions throughout the world, the damage to these brands and corporations is going to be in the multi-millions, if not in the billions. So Busby confirmed that half the plaintiffs are male and that most of the alleged SAs took place in New York, California, Georgia and Florida. Complaints date back to 1991 when the youngest alleged victim was nine, although 25 accusers say they were minors. And we covered the allegations against made by the nine-year-old in a video earlier today. We're putting the Diddy playlist now at the top of the description box in every Diddy video if you've missed any of the previous content. Most of the claims relate to Diddy's white parties as well as hotels and often allegedly involve substances. This lawsuit is the latest amongst almost a dozen to be leveled at Diddy, accusing him of SAR and abuse. All right, so there's a dozen, and now Busby's raising it to 120 lawsuits. So that's 10 times a dozen. So there's going to be 130 as of today. Look at how it's just going whoosh, exponentially. Of course, Diddy's legal team is emphasizing he cannot address every meritless allegation in what has become a reckless media circus, says Erica Wolf, one of his lawyers. She told Page Six. That said, Mr. Coombs emphatically and categorically denies as false and defamatory any claim that he essayed anyone, including minors. He looks forward to proving his innocence and vindicating himself in court if and when claims are filed and served. With this many claims, surely he's going to be bankrupted now. When the truth will be established based on evidence, not speculation, this is his lawyer. Combs is currently being held pending trial after two bails were rejected, but he's trying for a third. Hope shines eternal in the mind of the pre-sentence detainee. You cling on every court hearing as if the judge is going to show you some love, and he's getting milked by his legal team, no doubt, who are encouraging him to file as many motions as possible, rack up as many billable hours as possible, when they know they are kamikaze pilots. I can't see any way he's going to wiggle out of this and fall through the cracks. It's going to be damage limitation is going to be the best case scenario if they're projecting scenarios to him. I imagine they may be blowing smoke that he could win at trial because the millions they will make if he goes to trial. So prosecutors last night said that Diddy threatened and coerced women and others around him to fulfill his beep desires, protect his rep, and conceal his conduct. Last night, the indictment added to what was said about the freak-offs orchestrating and forcing people from both sexes to perform in these choreographed scenes and scenarios with him, you know, in the room naked, fondling himself, that would go for days, cause injuries. I mean, one of the most haunting and horrible, heinous parts of the lawsuit last night, and we are going to play the whole thing at 4 p.m. today, the press conference reveal, was the descriptions of the tears to not just, let's say, one orifice down below, but both orifices down below. These criminal charges echo claims made by Cassie in the lawsuit that was failed a day after it was settled, after it was filed. And then Busby said, this is an important matter that we intend to aggressively pursue. So even though Cassie's lawsuit was settled, there are aggravating circumstances when you go to trial, and there are mitigating circumstances when you go to trial. Mitigating can shave time off your sentence. Aggravating can exacerbate your sentence. And I imagine they're going to use that video. I hope they're allowed to use that video of Cassie, because that's one of the things that really made me think about him, about his true character. So Busby said, we will leave no stone unturned to find all potentially liable parties, to include any individual or entity who participated in or benefited from this egregious behavior. As we do this important work, we are asked that the public understand it is a very difficult and takes an incredible amount of courage for victims to come forward. I ask that we treat these brave individuals with the dignity and compassion that they deserve as they go through this trying time. Furthermore, I'm asking that if you have been victimized or are a witness to that alleged behavior, please come forward. Your identity will remain confidential at this time. And he has set up a hotline for those wishing to make reports. But one of my favorite parts, and I was surprised when he was calling out the venues, that he went out to call out corporations and Big Pharma. So I can't wait to see what he's going to put in his legal paperwork calling out Big Pharma. Insane, eh? I'll just check if anything has broke, any more news has broke while we've been on the air. One second, let's have a quick look. Diddy News, tools in the last hour. Diddy lawsuit to expose famous accomplices, Evening Standard in London. 120 new allegations, Straight Arrow News. Mixed Mag, 120 new accusers. Times of India, explicit tape with a famous celeb being circulated. Let's have a look here. In Hollywood, here's what we know. I've been waiting for an update on this story. With every passing day, new revelations are being made. During an interaction with News Nation, one of his accusers, attorneys, Ariel Mitchell-Kidd, attested to the existence of such tapes and their circulation in the industry. Mitchell-Kidd said she was offered one of these tapes, but she refused to be part of any such transaction. The person conducting the sale even asked her to reach out to one of the stars featured in a certain tape before the video went out for release or anyone else bought it. Put a one in the chat if you believe these tapes exist and they're being proffered for sale. Blackmail stuff is going on. Or put a two in the chat if you think this is just a rumor. Well, a lawyer's pitching in, saying she believes they are existing. The advocate maintained the secrecy around the real identity of the other celebrity involved. However, Kidd did mention that the other person enjoys a stature in a higher class than Diddy. Wow. Wow. I can verify that it exists, that it's real, and that the other person in the video is very visible. There's no question of who that person is in the video. Oh my goodness. Ariel shared that such tapes were obtained from Diddy's house, where he had hidden cameras, and that the other stars featured in these videos, which are explicit, may not even be aware of being on the lens or the existence of these tapes. They were hidden so well. These claims do come with serious legal consequences. It's common knowledge that in 2023, Cassie filed a $1 million lawsuit against Diddy, accusing him of SA. The case came to an end after the settlement, but 11 civil complaints were filed between 1991 and 2009 against Diddy. And then in 2024, the video surfaced of showing him brutally attacking Cassie in the hotel room. Further, the list of accusations against him includes SA, R word, etc. And he, of course, is maintaining that he is innocent. So that story just came out in the last hour. That was in the Indian Times. Let me just have a look if anything else has come out in the last hour. Disturbing new allegations. Okay, so Yahoo's just come out with something 20 minutes ago. Diddy said to be only one of a list of people involved in the SAs. All right, yeah, so that is a rehash from the press conference. They're just quoting Tony Busby in that one. Yep, it's all about Busby today, folks, with a little Bieber. And Ron's coming on at 2:30 with his Daily News Flash. They're gonna analyze some of what Busby said. And then at 4, we're going to play the Busby full press conference. Stop and start it. Get your viewpoints, questions, and generally discuss it. And yeah, thanks, guys, for liking and sharing. We've got 1,000 in the chat. And a huge thank you to all of the new subs as well that have been coming in. And then if you are watching Julia Wandell's series, we've just finished Series 6, but now we're doing Series 7 tonight on the I Am Madeleine McCann. Remember that big headline? She's not claiming to be Madeleine. She just doesn't know who she is. She wants to find out who she is. She's had DNA test results back, and we will give them to you tonight, and it is going to blow your freaking minds. That's all I can say at this point. And I'm so happy for Julia. So we'll see some of you guys later on. Take care. Thanks for watching.